Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. This one is going to be, this segment is going to be YouTube worthy, so we're going to keep it clean, but we're going to finish it up on Nino's Corner.tv just to let everyone know. We're going to keep it very fluff tube, very surface level right now, and then the juicy stuff is going to be on Nino's Corner.tv because, folks, it's just the way it has to be. It's just the way it is. Juanito, so what happened? You were right.
Hey!
He's been indicted. You're at the Trump Hotel right now, right?
Yeah. I stayed just a little longer because you and I are talking, and then I've got to leave town and actually change coasts twice here in the next couple of days. So
you're always on the go. You know, you're like James Bond or some shit.
I was going to try and spend the last little bit down at the pool, but those reflective windows with all the gold, you saw where we were just a second ago, and doggone it, too much of the reflectivity, so I couldn't get a strong enough signal. But otherwise, it'd be down in the sun. I had my shorts on and everything. Shoot, I got my Trump sockies on.
Hey, but look, I mean, for so long, people have been dogging me. It's never going to happen. They're never going to arrest a former president. How wrong are they? They're so wrong. So
I don't need to dance on anybody's, you know, parade or something like that. The reality is that imagery I have, you know, that I've.
But they're going to keep throwing this stuff at him.
Right. See, and so they're going to charge. That's the name of the image, you know, that I had Jennifer do for me with the bullfighter is the charge. OK, it's the bullfight. Well, that's the name of that picture, the charge. They keep charging. And in fact, people, I just got off the phone with Laura Logan. You know, we were talking on some stuff. And because she was getting ready to do an interview, and I was reminding her, you know, they, within the way that they think that if they can tie Trump down and bog him down with multiple charges, that somehow is cumulatively, it's going to be like razor slashes. The reality is they've come at us with all this strength and energy. You were wrong about Hunter Biden and the laptop. 51 intelligence agents, by the way, an interesting number, 3 times 17. Intelligence agents. It wasn't just 50 or so. It had to be 51, like Area 51. They hope their magic works on the people. They come at us thinking that this is a innocent public that doesn't get all the intricacies like they had 8, 10, 15 years ago. And the reality is the American people and the world have woken up through this crisis period of the last few years. And they are seeing things in a different way. Being in battle, your senses become sharpened. You might, an average person doesn't smell things at great distance, but when you get in battle, oftentimes you can smell the enemy 100 yards away through the woods, everything else. You can just smell them there because your sensitivity is heightened so much. Your sense of sound, feel, your eyesight crispens. And so the American people are getting a little bit of what I call scat. and they're
we should call that more, in boxing too.
Yeah, they're a bit more on edge. They're not going to be fooled again. They see a couple people go down around them, and all of a sudden, they're paying attention. It's like you get to hunting season, and all of a sudden, it's like the deer know what time of year it is, and they get a bit more skittish. The elk, whatever, and I think the American people are not as susceptible to the illusion as they were.
Right, but Juana, what I think they're going to do now, and correct me if I'm wrong here, and I think we could talk about this on FluffTube, is I think that what they're going to do now, I think they're going to pivot a little bit and keep throwing. They're going to keep throwing everything at Trump, including the kitchen sink. They're going to bog him down with that. And then, Juan, what I think they're going to do, they're going to pivot with DeSantis and raise DeSantis up, and DeSantis is going to act like he's the savior, like, oh, I don't agree with what's going on. They're weaponizing, you know, the government, blah, 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 and he's going to play that role. Am I right about that, you think?
Well, okay, so let me help people a little bit. When you have charges from one state, remember, this is not a state charge. This is Southern District of New York, a municipality. That is where the prosecutor is going after Trump. So what you have to have is you have to have, if you were going to try to bring Trump to Florida forcefully, they would have to have a governor's warrant, extradition warrant signed by the governor of Florida to allow a citizen of Florida to be taken from his state to the other state. And the governor's warrant the governor essentially has to have his legal team look at all the documentation and agree that that documentation is valid, that it is properly put together, and then would allow essentially that he could be taken forcefully from the state of Florida to New York. And of course, a citizen has the right also to challenge that in court, to challenge an extradition. So the question is, and people are talking this over right now, does Trump force them to cross the T's and dot the I's, or does he accept the validity of the charges, go up there and face the music and subject himself to that court? Now, the word that's been out is that the Trump legal team is willing to just go up there and march into court and let him charge him, and they won't handcuff him. They're not going to embarrass him this way, but they want to get the charges filed and just get the process on. And the day they're going to do it is next Tuesday. Now, next Tuesday, is the 4th. It's interesting because Saturday's 1, 2, 3,
this
4.
This has been set, because I did hear from a certain person. I have a little connection in the courthouse, actually, Juanito. And, yeah, they were saying that next week was going to be the week. So you're saying Tuesday. And I don't like to predict anything, folks. I don't. I'm not trying to do that here. But you're saying, are we confident in saying Tuesday is when he's going to show up there? Is that what you're saying?
No, in this particular regard, I'm just going by what has been commonly broadcast.
Okay.
There's no secret insider message here that I'm talking about what's going to happen. And because, again, we haven't heard a response. I wouldn't trust anything from the Trump legal team. May have given an indication, well, we could show up by Tuesday or something like that, to avoid allowing this whole thing to escalate. If he doesn't agree to show up, then the legal team has to actually go through the process of getting an extradition warrant, getting it signed by the governors. There will be hearings where Trump wants to challenge the extradition, and before he could be moved forcibly from Florida to New York, and to face the charges. And in the course of that, it's interesting that DeSantis would then have to do his homework to make sure that whatever that extradition is, that it's valid, so that he can then allow a citizen of the state of Florida to be extradited. There's been, various things that were said that he wouldn't cooperate, that DeSantis wouldn't cooperate with the Trump extradition. So do we have Trump now unable to go to Florida? Do they do some kind of legal maneuver to, you know, embargo his property or other things to try and force him to come back, process him, follow procedure, and get the fingerprints, get the mugshot, the whole schmear? Again, as I told my attorney friend, they can't control themselves. They're an icebreaker. And it's a sign to other jurisdictions to pigpile in. You're not going to be the only one. You're not by yourself.
So as long as he's...
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
As the charges keep getting thrown at him, he can't rally, he can't campaign. He'll be busy fighting. He'll be busy ducking and weaving, moving. He won't be able to fight back properly. Correct. He'll be too busy ducking and moving. Correct.
Well, I think that's their intent.
And then raise up DeSantis. I keep going back to DeSantis. That's when they're gonna, and then he's gonna play the good guy, the savior.
I've said it numerous times. I don't think DeSantis is as big a factor now or later as people have put out there. He was always in that Bush and Betsy DeVos, Van Andel crowd. There's a few billionaires around him that are really looking for...
So who should we worry about? Juanito,
Pence, I don't think
Michelle
don't
Obama.
Think everybody has risen now.
Big Mike.
Oh man, if it's going to be Michelle, man, game on. Let's have some fun. Oh my gosh, Big Mike. Oh man, that would be like
Raiders,
epic.
The Raiders.
Well, in this particular era. With so many in a certain community popping out and wanting attention, yeah. And everything, maybe that's not the worst thing in the world because it forces people to think about, who's who in the zoo, and do you want a Star Wars bar scene group of people running your country? I think it already is a Star Wars bar
scene. It is. I don't think we've ever seen you in your socks before, Juanito.
Oh yeah! Oh no! These are my.
I don't think anyone's ever seen your legs.
As I said, I was down at the pool when this started, and
you need to get down there and get some sun, Juanito.
Oh yeah, I gotta get there. You go, my Megador socks.
All right, so let's get back to this one. So okay, the Trump arrest. This guy has been indicted, but you're saying it's maybe we won't see him actually in handcuffs.
Oh, I don't think they know that there's like a line that they start crossing that just is too much. And, even with the charges, he still gets his Secret Service protection. There's been a protocol laid out of how they would have to do it if it's going to proceed forward. And, there's that stuff was laid out initially back in September, October. Before he did his big announcement that he was going ahead and running for 2024, they had already got the arrest team personnel in position there near Mar-a-Lago, and they've stayed in place during this whole time. We've been monitoring that group with Secret Service and FBI and everything else, coordinating so that they could do whatever they're going to do. Because remember, you still have a bullfight. The bull is getting tired. And in the bullfight, the matador has to practically beg the bull to charge him again, because he's worn down. The toreadors have worn the bull down in the second round. In this case, what's the toreador? They're out there weakening the bull who comes into the ring initially at the end of the first round with his head high. banging off the walls, ready to attack anything. But then the Toreadors come out on their horses that in the modern bullfight have padding on them earlier, in an earlier era, they didn't. This is the tale of Gilgamesh, the second oldest story ever found in stone writing, going back to the Sumerians. And in this tale of Gilgamesh, a god man, there's a bull of heaven that fell to earth, in this case, Baal, Moloch, this bull of heaven, Taurus, falls to earth and then is rampaging around and terrorizing and destroying and ripping everything up. So Gilgamesh goes out to fight the bull, this matador, Toreador, and to defeat it. And he can't quite defeat it. And so he has a person that was actually an enemy to begin with, but is similarly threatened by the bull. They come out and tag team, and the friend wounds the bull around the neck and shoulders. The bull's head then begins to dip lower and lower because of the damage. And that allows the matador, in this case, the Megador Trump, to move in closer and continue to get the bull to charge, charge, charge.
So Trump has always wanted this.
And it opens up the bull. The head gets lower. It opens up between the shoulder blades, and it opens up the shoulder blades, and you can't get the bull. You can't kill the bull through the breastplate. You can't do it through the shoulder side area to get to the heart. And so what you're doing is as the head hangs lower, the bull also becomes extremely dangerous, even more dangerous to the matador, because its head can turn back and forth. It has those horns. And if it's lucky enough to catch the matador in the legs, it'll break the legs of the matador. It will break a femoral artery in the legs, and literally they can bleed out in a minute. It's extremely dangerous. This is the most dangerous part of the bullfight.
But what I'm asking here is, Trump taunting the bull, as you're saying, is exactly what we want.
The way Trump said it at Waco the other day, President Trump said, "This is a battle to the death. This is life and death."
It's going to lead to so many other things. And what I want to know is, how is this all going to go down in this game of chess? How is this going to go down with that number 17? I wanted to talk to you about the technology with that. I wanted to talk to you about the next steps. What are going to be the next steps that we see here? And I know what it's going to lead to, right? It's going to lead to we can't talk about it on here, but the bank robbery, correct?
Well, let me just put it this way. This isn't over, in a week. This is a drama that's going to play out for a bit. There's a lot of bends and twists. In the third round of the bullfight, when there's 5 minutes left, a sound goes off, a horn, and that lets the matador know that he has to end this, or the bull will be allowed to survive.
But a marker has been set, correct? A marker is set now.
A clock is running, okay? That's where I'm going. There is a clock running on this. It can't go on forever. We're in the way that I read it and say it, is we're in the third round. And even the stuff that we're going to talk about in the second half, there may be attempts to pause this and slow it down. Reality is that's just not realistic. It's on a schedule. Nothing's going to stop it.
What do you mean it's on a schedule?
We're on a schedule. We're
both
on a schedule.
Sides.
Both sides. And so the marker, part of the reason that you have a marker now, over the last 2 years, this could have gone the rest of the way both times in the fall. The final plays in this always have had to be in the fall. And that's a hard thing for people to get their minds around.
Because of their belief system, correct?
There's a lot of reasons.
Calendar.
It has to do with social, the way society works. And there's even stuff that goes to the north-south hemisphere stuff. There's a lot of reasons.
I'm trying to give my audience as much as I can because I know they're going to be complaining. One, let's finish this up.
I can't help it. You know, it's the way it is.
Let's finish this up. On
this is what it is.
Let's finish this up so we can just say what we want freely, Juanito.
Okay.
Let's do that right now. So I'll see you on ninoscorner.tv. I know you're pissed off, folks. I know you're mad, but we can't talk about it here. It's just too much. And I want to talk about that letter in the alphabet. I want to talk about DeSantis. I want to talk about J6. I want to talk about the bank robbery. Can't do it here. All right, Juanito, I'll see you right now.
All right, super bro.